Can you shut the door?
Sure.
No, I just wanted to talk for a second.
Sure.
So I've been thinking a lot lately about, you know, I'm getting healthy so quickly now that I might have to go back to work really soon. Well, I mean, not I'll have to. I will be able to go back to work pretty soon. So I've been trying to think about what type of career I'd want to get into. And I was thinking that I don't know if engineering is the best thing for me right now with my health the way it is. Might be hard to like throw myself back into that. And anyways, I was thinking, and I think I found my true calling. I think I'm going to be a professional rap artist.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You don't seem too enthused.
How do you decide to make a career of being a professional rap artist?
I don't know. Eminem paved the way for aspiring white rappers like myself.
If it's something you want to try that I don't know, just don't know how you're going to do it.
I think it's a highly competitive field, and you know, you won't have the physical stamina to put up with it at this point yet, I don't think.
I don't know. I think I've got some potential.
I mean, it's a very rough field to make money in, or to make a living in even.
In life, there's always going to be haters. You might live with them, like my conservative parents who think that my dreams are too ambitious. Haters are everywhere. They're unavoidable. You can either let them bring you down, or you can use them as motivation. But what happens when your biggest hater isn't out there? When it's your own self-doubt? I'm Jason Herderick, and this is Discomfort Zone, a podcast from the Invisible Not Broken Network. Today, I'm sharing a story of facing your outer and inner haters. This is a bonus episode. Unlike the others, it's not focused on chronic illness or disability. Before I jump into the story, I wanted to take a moment to tell you about the other podcasts from our network. There's Human Care with Eva, Explicitly Sick with Monica, Invisible Not Broken with All of Us, and the newest one, Sex and Chronic Illness with Dr. Lee. You can find all of our shows on your favorite podcast player or on InvisibleNotBroken.com. Stone gray clouds soar overhead, casting a veil over the school grounds. The fresh spring air almost neutralizes the fragrance emitted by my gym clothes that have yet to be washed this term. The islands of dandelions and daisies frantically wave as we approach, cheering us on from the muddy soccer field they inhabit. Ordinarily, I didn't show up for sprint tryouts in middle school. I was as slow as a nursing home conga line. But this year was different. Mr. Mick scheduled them at the same time as the school dance. There were only 4 spots on the team, and only 4 of us showed up. I was going to make the team by default. This meant attending the track meet while my classmates were stuck in sex ed, passing around photos of STDs. I was ecstatic. But my celebration was short-lived. Clayton struts toward us, ripping off his tearaways without breaking stride. He looked at me like a kid about to take candy from a different kid.
You're toast, Herderick.
But maybe I still had a chance. Maybe someone would roll an ankle, pull a hamstring, rupture an Achilles tendon.
On your marks.
But when the race began, my dreams were crushed. I finished 5 seconds after the next slowest runner. As I crossed the finish line, I thought back to kindergarten when I read a book called The Tortoise and the Hare. The moral of the story was that slow and steady wins the race. Well, on that fateful day, I realized that that's total bullshit.
I was a tortoise that got his ass beat by a group of hares. Mr. Mick called out to me.
What are you doing here, Herderick?
I thought that I could make the team by default. When I looked up, I saw the same disappointment in his eyes that my mom had after I forgot my lunch for the third time in a week.
Herderick, you are a default.
I had been called many things as a kid. Loser, moron, dork, dumbass, buttface, dipshit, stubby wiener, fart blossom, booger brain, snot. But somehow, default hurt more than all of them. On the walk home, I tried shrugging it off.
I'm not a default. He was kidding.
But then I thought back to grade 5, when our class held auditions for Shakespeare's Macbeth. I was assigned the lowly role of Donalbain, a character appearing in just one scene. After a week of practice, the student playing Macbeth hadn't memorized any of his lines. The teacher demoted him to the least important role she could find, Donalbain. By default, I was promoted to the lead role in the play. There comes a point in everyone's life when they either embrace who they are or they live in denial. I decided to own this title. I'd be the best default I could be. In high school, I played on several sports teams. Football, swimming, water polo, track and field. There were no tryouts. Everyone made these teams by default. Whenever I played video games, I used the default settings. My favorite album was Gold Cobra by a band called, you guessed it, Limp Bizkit. And my second favorite album was Fallout by a band called Default. Fast forward to my fourth year of engineering at Queen's University. It's election night for student council. The auditorium is packed. And by packed, I mean the first three rows are occupied.
Step forward if you would like to run for class representative.
Class rep is a highly touted position. They make all the tough decisions, like whether to serve Bud Light or Coors at our class barbecue.
Anyone?
I glance around the room. Everyone is glued to their seats. This is my opportunity, the moment I've been waiting for. I march towards center stage to claim victory by default. But then, my classmate Steve stands up and walks towards the stage.
Default, 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 default. Default.
You are a default.
No!
But maybe this curveball I've been thrown was a chance for me to carve out a new legacy. A legacy where I earned success. It wasn't just handed to me. They say that moments of adversity define you. Would I spread my wings and fly or crack under the pressure? It was time to find out.
Steve, the stage is yours.
Hello, I'm Steve. There are 7 reasons why you should vote for me. Number 1, I'm very punctual, as evidenced by my perfect class attendance. Number 2, I'm always organized. I have color.
It was a really shitty speech. Let's skip ahead.
And number 7, I'm dedicated to making every student's wishes come true. Thank you.
The crowd politely applauded his terrible speech.
It's now or never, Jay. Hey guys, I'm Jason. Now, I'll be honest with you. I didn't plan on running for class rep today. I came here because I was told that there would be free pizza. I knew right then and there that I had won the path to their hearts. The one thing that every student can identify with is going to campus events for the free food. That day, I was the hare and Steve was the tortoise. I was the tortoise and Steve was the hare. Shit, who won that race again? Doesn't matter, I won the election fair and square. Mr. Mick, if you're listening to this, I've got news for you. I am not a default.
Can't say we made it, look where we are. Small town kids, now we're walking on stars. Left all we once knew, hopped in the car. Lost in our dreams, just to find who we are. Spending the weekend.
Thank you for listening. This episode was written, produced, and sound designed by myself, Jason Herderick. Audio engineering by Justin Meriden. You can subscribe to Discomfort Zone on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. If you liked the show, it would be a huge help if you could leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my handle on social media is DZonePodcast. And my email is dzonepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, so another career that I was thinking about was becoming a professional rapper.
Rapper?
A rapper.
I thought you were going to be doing storytelling, and we were talking about, you know, getting out the word of the condition and all that.
You gotta love what you do.
No question.
And I enjoyed it, but I just think, like, being on stage in front of like a million fans.
You're gonna go on stage?
Well, you know, maybe in like 6 months from now, once my name is really out there.
I love the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
How are you gonna get your name out there, though? I mean, that's a lot of PR and.
I'll just post it to Facebook. I've got 658 friends. So, you know, a couple of them share it. Next thing you know, it's going viral.
That's a start, I guess.
Okay. Well, yeah, great. Thank you for your input.
Oh, okay.
Okay.